I knew you'd love this place. What was that?
A selfie.
You just took a selfie.
With my new Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 5, I can snap selfies while it's folded shut and use the best camera on the phone. It's so small, I can put it right back in my front pocket. Now it's in my pocket. Now it's taking selfies.
Whoa!
And the huge cover screen lets us see our pics without opening it. Aw, you look cute confused.
I do look cute confused.
Flex a whole new way to selfie. Get your Galaxy Z Flip 5 now at Samsung.com.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Barbados. And while you might think this is just a podcast, and it is, it's also the escape you've been waiting for. Consider this your gateway to a dreamy, idyllic little island called Barbados, where you'll discover the bluest blues and the warmest people, where every hour is happy hour, and every meal is the best thing you've ever eaten. It's exactly where you want to be. So start making your dream a reality today at visitbarbados.org/USA.
Today's show is sponsored by Taking the Leap, the Quantum Leap recap podcast hosted by Jason Dudio Gore. Tired of the usual run-of-the-mill recap podcasts hosted by people that should know better? Then take the leap and check out Taking the Leap with Jason Gore. Coming soon. And let's start the show. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Meet My Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast, in which every episode of this podcast recaps an episode of Friends. And we've got a great episode of Friends to talk about, which means we've got a great episode of Meet My Friends, the Friends, that for you to listen to. So let's go and meet my friends and hopefully your friends, the Friends. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Meet My Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast. And my name is Tom Sharpling. I'm the host. I do just want to say that before we get into this week's episode, last week, again, I did not get a chance to rank the episode, so I would like to do that quickly. Last week's episode, Joey and Chandler stuff is great. It's the end of Eddie as a character. The stuff with Monica and Phoebe and Rachel is just okay. Ross shows he's a good guy, helping Joey out. 7 out of a possible 10 for that one. And this is episode 20 of season 2, and this one's called The One Where Old Yeller Dies. And I should say this is a teleplay by Adam Chase and story by Michael Curtis and Gregory S. Malins, directed by Michael Lembeck. And this one aired on April 4th, 1996. And I am joined by engineer Pat. How are you tonight?
I'm good.
Your mic is not.
Yeah, this is part of what I was asking if we could test before we started, because I don't.
Is mic's not working?
No.
Oh. Yeah, why don't I just switch with your mic?
That's really strange.
We don't have to switch
this seats. Is my workspace, Pat. This is where
I'm
doing
my thing. I'm not asking to switch seats. I'm asking you to switch mic.
If I gave you this mic, it's still not going to work.
Cable, mic. I'll take the cable. You unhook the XLR and pass it to me. One and done.
No.
I was going to ask, what's the difference between a teleplay and a script for people that don't know?
Well, the story by and the teleplay, I guess. A teleplay is a script, and the story by means generally that someone pitched the elements of what the episode would be about.
Sure.
So that's what Michael Curtis and Gregory S. Malins came up with this time. They had said, this episode that we're going to talk about later, the one where Old Yeller dies, they proposed elements to it, but they did not go off and physically
produce the script. Right.
That's what Adam Chase did. So they must have come up with enough elements that they got their own credit, which is a piece of the pie.
So you can hear me okay through that mic? Or do you want me to move closer to your seat for now? Or?
Sure. If you want to move closer here,
sure.
You can do that.
Yeah.
Or Jason. Can you get his mic? Can you take a look at why his mic's not working?
Yeah, let me take a look.
This should have been maybe working by now. Mm-hmm.
And is there an ETA on being done here?
That's a great question.
We're really, yeah. I mean, Tom, I'm really trying to get it done. I mean, we're kind of doing each other favors here, so. I am working on it. Don't think that I'm not.
It seems like
it's a lot.
Tom's doing a lot of plugging favors for you.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Phoebe discovers that her mother used to shield her from the sad parts of movies like Old Yeller, and that she comes in and they're all watching Old Yeller, and then the end, she sees the actual ending of the movie and it's very sad. And then she goes and she rents all the movies that her mother used to show her and gets depressed and pessimistic about the endings of the thing. Ross is bothered that he's missing significant steps in his son Ben's development. He missed the first time he stood up and waved, and so he takes Ben for the weekend, and Susan's wife are happy to give him up for the, what is Susan's wife's name, Pat, do you remember?
Susan's wife,
Carol.
Is it Carol? Well, how about that?
How about that?
I know, right?
Yeah. Wow, Jason, that's strangely accurate.
What'd you say?
So Ben is saying the... Can you work on his mic,
please? Yeah, this seems
please.
Like, I don't, I'll take out the word seems, but...
Try now.
Hello?
Nope, still not working.
At Monica's request, Chandler and Joey start spending time hanging out with Richard, who's played by Tom Selleck. And they at first are skeptical of it. They invite him to a basketball game, and they're just like, we don't want to, but Monica says, invite him, it'll be fun. He's a good guy, I care about him. Then they completely fall for him, and Joey and Chandler are trying to be more like Richard, smoking cigars, and Chandler starts growing a mustache. But meanwhile, Richard starts talking and dressing more like Chandler, and they are spending too much time together. Monica's not happy with it, and then Richard's a little turned off when he realizes that Chandler and Joey view him as a father figure rather than just one of the guys. And Ross and Rachel in the romantic aspect of the show, Rachel finds out that Ross has in his mind planned out so much of what their future is going
to
be, and she panics.
I'm sorry, I don't know if I have a. I know it seems like a phantom power mic, but maybe it's the kind that. Takes battery, and so we have
really?
Extra batteries.
Oh, that's
so
crazy, because this board, the Mackie ProFX 16, actually sends 48 volts down the line, and you actually
right
don't
here.
Need a battery for it.
Well, I pulled up the PDF right here, and it says that unless you're using a mic that does... take a battery.
Crazy.
So why don't we just
check? Our mics are identical. Hi, everyone. I'm Jason Gore. I'm back. And this time, I'm bringing my all-new Recap podcast with me. I know I said terrible things about Recap podcasts in the past. I said they were dumb. The bottom of a shitty barrel. And respected comedy career
still
destroyers.
Same
maybe that's just because I wasn't doing
it's
one.
It's the same configuration
I wasn't in control.
Across the board.
I'm very much in
really
control
weird,
now.
Really
the
weird
dawn of the true Recap
sure
podcast is upon
you,
us.
I'm sure you
it's time for me to take a quantum leap ahead of all other Recap podcasts. Look, we're not going to annoy you with any of the truly bad stuff.
And then Chandler said this to Monica. What's Rachel doing? Joey's in the basement.
Trust me, I've been there. And nobody wants or needs that.
I'm playing it.
So meet me in this adventure, my friends. And we'll say, oh boy. And take a leap into better Recap podcasting together. Taking the Leap with Jason Gore. Coming soon.
The promo that lives on and on.
It when it sounds that good.
Uh-huh. At some point, you have to make your show.
I'm in production.
Uh-huh.
We're not in pre-production anymore. We have been for the past 8 weeks. We are in
what are you
production
producing? I think it took
now.
Less time for them to make 2001 A Space Odyssey than it's taking for you to make one episode of a podcast, Recap podcast.
For me to make one good bumper, which I delivered on. Pretty well.
Yeah. Hey, is this...
20th Century Studios presents Vacation Friends 2, now streaming only on Hulu.
Look at us, all together again.
We just wanted to give you guys a real honeymoon.
Shots!
Now streaming.
Dad!
He was
just released from jail.
Where can I get a drink around here?
Back on vacation.
This place is nice. It's drug lord nice.
I'm sorry, drug lord nice?
With more baggage.
Ever since he showed up, he turned this relaxing vacation into total chaos. Who does that?
Vacation Friends 2, rated R, now streaming only on Hulu.
Whether you're flying through a busy everyday universe or smashing personal bests, GNC is teaming up with Marvel to help you fuel every mission every day. And we're doing it with epic flavors like Black Panther Royal Caramel Cookie, Iron Man High Flying S'mores, and Captain America Star Spangled Birthday Cake. And every tub comes with a digital collectible that you can't get anywhere else. Pick up iconic Marvel and GNC flavors of Pro Performance 100% Whey Protein today, online or at a GNC store near you.
What? I mean, this gain knob should not be down, right?
Check, check.
There you go.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. Weird. I'm glad you caught that.
Yeah.
Well, good catch, Tom.
Okay, yeah.
Well, I knew it wasn't the Phantom power. Mm-hmm. But we do have the Phantom of Bad Feelings over here on my left.
Hey, do you guys know who Dean Stockwell is?
Is he represented by Mr. Strong?
No, they are friends. Dean Stockwell played Al in Quantum Leap, and I just, in my email box right now, I got an email from him. Can I share that with you real quick? Do you guys mind?
Oh, yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Okay. I mind, but okay.
Sorry, yeah. I can't join you at LeapCon this year. Don Strong told me you're tearing it up with your Quantum Leap podcast. Glad you got away from that Friends thing. That podcast is a complete dud. Best show is okay. Friends, that stinks. Like the worst smell you've ever smelled. Think about it. You can smell that smell right now, and that's that Friends podcast you were on. Pat's terrible. Can't wait to take the leap with you. Mm-hmm. Yours, Dean.
I'm happy to be recognized, and any press is press.
Sure, so. And I'm actually skeptical that Dean Stockwell would email that.
I got it from dean@stockwell.net.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, that proves everything. You can't fake that. Like, for Dean Stockwell, no offense to you, Pat, that Dean Stockwell singling out how bad he thinks you are, and not that I think you're bad at all. You're not bad. You're helping the show in certain ways.
Yes.
Admittedly, the bumper thing was a minor fiasco, and the apple cider
that was a major fiasco. The bumper was not a fiasco, but the
enthusiasm is second to none, and I'll still take it over a qualified engineer that doesn't care.
You know, you hear that? He'll take it.
I never said I didn't care about the show.
You didn't. You said to everyone within earshot at the UCB theater,
Hell's Kitchen,
that the show is a joke, yeah, and yeah, that it's embarrassing.
That's comedy, man.
It's comedy. Yeah. Oh, that's all I'm going to say to you.
Okay.
You have done how many episodes of the Quantum Leap podcast?
We're about 75 through
zero.
The first episode of Don Strong's Taking the Leap.
Don Strong's Taking the Leap. So you're putting his name at the head of it?
I had to.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I just want to say, Let's see where we're at. I want to see where you're at 15 episodes in on this.
Okay.
And you might want to be careful with that strong grip with that. He's in the name already? I mean, that's, just be careful as a friend.
So look, this episode is a bit of a bummer. Ross and Rachel stuff always gets into soap opera territory. When it does, it can be a little bit of a drag. The stuff with Chandler and Joey and Richard's a little strange. It's not like they're that young compared to Richard, but they admire him, which is nice. It's not a home run. The Phoebe stuff is depressing. It's a depressing episode. Everybody's a little down this episode. This day in Friends history, we don't have anything for that. Friends first. We're just going to go to that. Friends first.
Friends first.
Yeah, it's... This is the first time. This is a big one, actually, Pat. First time Ross and Rachel say "I love you" to each other.
The L word
is finally in the mix now, and they own it. It's also the first time we see Chandler with a mustache.
Okay, right? Yeah, maybe the last, right?
Well, we see him with facial hair in an upcoming flashback in season 3.
Okay, I remember when he smoked.
He did well. The smoking is a constant through the show. Smoking is something he could never
fully quit.
Chandler, not unlike Obama, could never get the smoking under control.
D- Does Chandler and Monica, they have an I love you big moment, right, as well?
Oh, get ready.
So this is it's the first coming. I love you big, big moment. That's another Friends first.
It's a big one, yeah.
Isn't that that episode with where Chandler was trying to propose and then Richard sits at the table next to them?
You mean...
Time for another fun Friends fact.
So in this one, Ross... is talking to Rachel about having children. He says maybe two, a boy and a girl, and hopefully the girl would come first so that Ben wouldn't feel too competitive. And surprisingly enough, Rachel does give birth to a girl with Ross when they have a kid together. Right. And Ross says Emily is a possible name for a future daughter, but Ross ends up marrying... When he goes to marry the British woman, her name is Emily. But then Rachel ends up having a daughter named Emma. And that is close to Emily. And Emma was actually the name that Monica was saving for her child. But she lets Ross and Rachel use it for their thing. Stop looking at me like that. I don't know. I'm sorry.
It's a good
this is
point.
Boring to you. I guess I'm sorry we're not talking point. About that it's Dean Stockwell's not there when Lou Gehrig is getting his streak or whatever that show's
it's
about.
It's either you or me.
It's the line of the episode.
It's either you or me getting stared down.
Yeah. You know, Quantum Leap's no great shakes of a show. Whatever you think of this and whatever you think of the... I know you think it's a joke that I'm doing this thing, that you think it's a betrayal of the best show, and it's this thing, it's some sad cash grab and commercial play, because you said it. You said it out on the sidewalk to anyone who would listen.
It wasn't the side, it was backstage.
It was backstage. So you went out of your way to say it to anyone who would listen. You're probably bad-mouthing me to Don Strong all the time, so whatever that
Don
is...
Don Strong's a huge fan of yours.
I don't care. Well, good for him.
Okay.
Good for him.
This isn't Jason Gore's bad attitude. It's Don Strong's bad attitude.
Look, Pat, I don't know what the deal with Don Strong is. I don't want to irk him right now either. So let's not put too much on him. I don't want to burn that bridge with Don Strong. I'll burn a bridge with Jason because he's the one who burned a bridge with me.
Tom, I apologize for that. I did.
Line of the episode, Richard says, don't worry, I like hanging out with those guys, talking about Chandler and Joey. He's like, it's fun for me. They're different from my other friends. They don't start sentences with, do you know who just died shoveling snow? Rank the episode. This is a bummer of an episode. Too much turmoil, not enough fun. 6.5 friends out of a possible 10. And rank the friends.
Want to rank the Friends now, just go ahead down. If you want to rank the Friends.
And stop rolling your eyes at this.
Just saying every play.
Oh, every play.
If you want
oh,
BMI's
well, bring
tracking
it. Bring
hey,
it
start
on.
It from the,
bring
start it from
it
the top. Start it
bring
from
it
the,
on.
From the
bring
top.
It on.
Wind
one,
it back.
I'm Jason Gore. I'm back.
No, that's not it. Ugh.
Rewind. Rewind.
Want to rank the Friends now, just go ahead now. And if you want to rank the Friends now, just go ahead now.
You know, I ran into Eric Shankman, the guitarist for Spin Doctors, at Don's
Strong,
office the
Don
other day.
Strong.
And he said he wants to kick your ass.
Uh-huh.
Why are you looking at me? That's a tribute.
I'm just saying.
That's a tribute.
Not to him.
Well,
Monica, Joey, Chandler, Phoebe, Rachel, Ross.
And it takes a lot to piss the Spin Doctors off. I mean, of all the bands you could have pissed off from the 90s, you didn't go for Cracker? You didn't go for Silverchair?